What's good? What's good? We back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. It's bright and early, September 19th, 7 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. We're going to try to get up every morning and bang out at least one or two of these videos to post across all platforms. Today, I'm going to react to Lori Lightfoot's reaction to illegal migrants being sent to her city. And before we do that, we're going to give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team, whenever we link up, they wanna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the bars when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no, they're waiting for that tropical twist. That'll take a taste bud. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
I really mean it. Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. Check out dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, mixture of agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Check us out at dizzlebrand.com. Go to our locations. Click on one of the top three links. Then you can order your very own bottle or bottles online. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And if you scroll below that, there will be actual store locations in California, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kansas right now where Dizzle is located and just got picked up in Arkansas this month. So check us out all through Arkansas, Little Rock. Here we come. All right, so we're going to react to Lori Lightfoot, the hypocrite, and I'm going to give you my take on this hypocritical stance.
Mind. Mm-hmm. Texas, obviously, if none of these migrants were sent anywhere else, would have to bear all the brunt of this themselves. Aren't these migrants better off going to places like Chicago, welcoming cities to get cared for?
Well, you know, I think Alderman Raboyos kind of alluded to this. I wouldn't want to live in a state with a governor like that. I certainly wouldn't want to live in a state where they are doing everything they can to strip people of their basic rights. And let's not forget about what they've done to women.
Okay, hold up. Pump the brakes for a second. Let me pump the brakes. What a hypocrite. You live in the worst gang violence city. You run the worst gang violence city in America. Like, you can't even walk in certain parts of the neighborhood of certain parts of Chicago without wearing a bulletproof vest because you'll probably get hit with a stray bullet from a drive-by shooting, a gang shooting. And I want to say it was in Chicago that there was like 16 armed robberies like in a matter of hours, you know, because she's defunded the police. When you defund the police, they don't have enough police to go on all these calls. You could have, you know, 50 cops on duty at the time and have 60 calls at once. That's 10 calls not getting done. This idea that when you defund the police, that crime is going to go down is the dumbest, idiotic thought and view I've ever seen in my entire life. Anybody that thinks less police leads to less crime is a freaking jackass. You are a complete idiot, a fucking moron. You are dumber than a bag of bricks, which Lori Lightfoot is, because she thinks less police means less crime. No, let's keep it moving.
To Chicago when and we'll rent the buses.
Yeah, but do Texans, you think Texans really want to move to Chicago where you got to wear, like I said, you got to wear a bulletproof vest, you probably got to wear leg vest, arm vests, you probably got to wear a full body vest in Chicago. Chicago is one of the worst places to live in America when it comes to safety. And I would rather people try to take away my rights than not be able to walk out the house safely. Let's go.
It's time to bring him here. Well, here's my frustration. Like, we're a welcoming city, so we're always going to step up and do the right thing to make sure that migrants who are coming here to our city are—
Lies. She's already shipped the migrants out of her city. Lies, lies, lies. She's already shipped them. That's the thing. These people only get a small dose and taste of what border states have to go through. Like, this is the thing. The border being open is supposed to be an American problem. Well, if America, if the Democrats are not going to make it an American problem, then Texas and New Mexico and I think Arizona and maybe some of California borders, I could be wrong, they should be able to do whatever the hell they got to do to lock down and shut down the border. And I saw a post or comment the other day that, how the hell are we going to call ourselves a superpower when we can't even control the border? You want to know a real superpower? China. They got a whole wall along their border. That's the thing. China builds the Great Wall of China, and that's not racist. But America builds a wall, and oh, that's racist. That's such a hypocritical stance. Because why did China build a wall? To stop invaders, to stop people from invading China. Well, legal migrants are invading into America, and that's fucking up some of the economy because they're not legal. They don't pay taxes, so they're not contributing to the economy one bit, you know? That's another thing. As long as they're letting legal migrants in that don't pay taxes, why should anybody even pay taxes? Why should anybody, you know? That's the thing. There's a right way and a wrong way to do things. At least that's what mankind had decided at one point, you know, that we wasn't going to live like complete lawlessness, you know. But Democrats don't believe in law. That's what's such a hypocrite about them. They sit there and be like, our democracy was under attack on January 6th, but they don't care about laws. That's not Republican cities and states that are allowing people to go steal less than $1,000 worth of stuff and just walk out and get misdemeanors. It's not Republican states and cities that are allowing armed robberies to go on and not punish people for them. No, these are all Democratic run cities and states that have just allowed criminals to just commit crimes and not get punished. They basically uplifted and endorsed criminality, you know. And that's the thing. Like, if I got to choose I ain't vote for Republicans nor Democrat last time. But if I got to choose the lesser evil, I'm going to choose the Republicans. And because people always be like, well, Republicans are hypocrites because they're trying to not allow abortions. How are you going to be like my body, my choice with vaccines, but not with abortions? Well, that's because that other life inside of your body is not your body. So it's not your choice, you know? And like, I'm pro-life. I'm with that lady that was on Dr. Phil. I agree. This shit begins at fertilization. This shit begins at fertilization. It's the laws of nature. We're designed to procreate. We're not designed to kill off life. And that's another thing. These go green Democrats, they act like they're so freaking pro-life. Like, they really care about people's lives. If they really care about people's lives, then they wouldn't be so passionate about killing off human life. They wouldn't be so passionate about abortions, you know. Legal serial killers. Sorry, they are legal serial killers, you know. So back to Lori Hypocrite Lightfoot.
well received, that they're supported, that they have food, clothing, shelter, medical care if necessary. My frustration comes from the actions of the governor of Texas. There could be a level of coordination and cooperation, but he chooses to do none of those things.
Whoa. Gotta pump the brakes. Can't cooperate with people who ain't willing to cooperate. You can't cooperate with people who've already labeled you as white racist supremacists without knowing your character one bit. You can't cooperate with people who've already took a stance calling you a domestic terrorist, the enemy, because you don't get vaccinated, calling you a racist and don't know you. You can't cooperate with people who are not, these people are not willing to cooperate. This is fucking horse shit. This is bullshit. This bitch is not even willing to fucking cooperate with Democrats. This is why it's such a hypocritical stance. They're just getting a little taste, and now they get their fucking panties all in a bunch, and they want to talk about cooperating. These people are not willing to cooperate. They're not willing to sit down and have a civil conversation and discourse. They're not willing to do that. Because as soon as you do that, they want to call you a racist, white supremacist, bigot. Because anybody that doesn't agree in their views is classified as a domestic terrorist, an enemy, a white racist supremacist. So that is fucking horseshit, man. She's not willing to cooperate with any fucking Democrat, I mean, any Republican. What a fucking lie.
And instead tries to send human beings, not cargo, not freight, but human beings across the country to an uncertain destination.
Yeah. You know what? She just told on her whole fucking self at the end when she said to an uncertain destination. Because you damn right. You're uncertain if you're going to a grave or a grocery store when you walk the streets of Chicago. You are uncertain what's going to happen. And let's not forget Chicago is the same place where the Jesse Smollett hoax happened. You know, like white dudes are just hiding in the fucking bushes in 20-degree weather waiting to just fucking rob gay black, the first gay black person to come by. What the fuck is up with my damn YouTube? I got to figure out what's up with my connection. I'm going to have to contact StreamYard. It keeps flashing out, which is not cool. But Lori Lightfoot is such a hypocrite. She's not even willing to cooperate with Republicans. She's not willing to sit down and have a civil discussion with these people. That is such lies, such horseshit, such bullshit. These Democrats, all they want to do is call people names and throw labels, you know, and virtue signal and force their identity politics and CRT and everything else they want to force on you. And if you don't accept it, you are a scumbag racist, you know, just like if you didn't go watch The Woman King, apparently you're a racist woman hater. You know, it can't be that you don't want to watch the movie just because it's a crappy-ass movie, just because it's a shitty-ass movie, you know, just because, you know for a fact that Rotten Tomatoes is suppressing bad reviews and altering the views and rigging the views, which means it's crappy. You know, it's got a 20% rating on one site, but yeah, you know, I'm supposed to go run and watch a movie that has a 20% rating. That's crap. Why can't it be that we don't want to watch it just because it's crap? I try to watch Ring of Powers. I try to give it a chance. It's crap. It's shitty ass show. It's a crappy ass show. 4 episodes in, there's only 2 freaking action scenes. They're only like 10 to 20 seconds long, and there's no adventure. And it's supposed to be an adventure and an action show. Where's the adventure and where's the action? None. There's literally none. Zero. Relevant. Yeah, Lori Lightfoot is such a freaking hypocrite, man. Such a freaking hypocrite. I mean, she's literally, the people that they sent to Chicago, she's literally moved them out of Chicago. She doesn't care about these people one bit. She doesn't even care about what's going on in Chicago. You know, she just cares that she gets her paycheck for being mayor, you know. She's a shitty, one of the shittiest mayors in the country, if not the worst. She's a freaking hypocrite. Of all places you do not defund the police is Chicago. Of all places, I mean, Chicago, Baltimore, Los Angeles, these are places you defund the police. You're freaking asking for it, man. You're just asking for it, you know. So, yeah, let's leave you off with a word from one of our sponsors. And we're going to get to another React video after this.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard a beautiful lady. Check us out. Go to promopalace.biz. One-stop shop for all marketing promotions. Pretty much do everything. And once again, I'll thank you for tuning in. And we'll call this episode. And we're going to react to Bill Maher on the next one. Peace, and I'm out.